Live from NPR News, I'm Janine Herbst. A powerful storm slammed into Northern California with heavy rain and gusty winds that toppled trees and left hundreds of thousands of customers across three states without power. Some highways are flooded and part of State Route 70 in Butte County was closed because of mudslides and the massive Dixie Fire burn scar. Evacuations are underway in Santa Rosa as water threatens homes. The storm system, called an atmospheric river, pulls moisture from the Pacific Ocean and is now heading to Southern California. The Texas Attorney General and 15 other states are alleging that Google's online advertising business operates like an illegal monopoly. As NPR's Bobby Allen reports, the state prosecutors claim Google abuses its power to maintain its dominance.
Every time Google processes a transaction for an online ad, it takes a 22 to 42% cut. That's according to a newly unsealed legal filing in a Texas-led antitrust case. Prosecutors call Google's ad fees, quote, the monopoly tax. Advertising powers Google. More than 80% of its revenue comes from ads. But prosecutors say Google represents ad buyers and sellers and runs the largest ad marketplace. The suit quotes a Google employee who said it's like if Goldman Sachs owned the New York Stock Exchange. Google, a financial supporter of NPR, says the suit is flawed and full of inaccuracies. Bobby Allen, NPR News, San Francisco.
A year ago, Vermont appeared to be handling the coronavirus pandemic better than any other U.S. state, but that's changed. As Vermont Public Radio's Anna Van Dyne reports, cases in the state rose at an alarming rate this fall.
COVID cases in Vermont increased by almost 40% during the second 2 weeks of October. The death rate has also increased. About a quarter of the deaths Vermont has seen in the pandemic happened in the last 3 months. More of the COVID cases this fall were among unvaccinated people. The highest rate of cases has been among children who aren't yet eligible for vaccination. But the state's positivity rate has started to go down. The rate of tests that came back positive in the last week is 2.7%. That's compared to 3.4% a week ago. Over 80% of Vermonters 12 and up are fully vaccinated, and close to 90% have received at least one shot. For NPR News, I'm Anna Van Dyne in Burlington, Vermont.
Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen says the U.S. will run out of money to pay its bills on December 3rd if Congress doesn't act to raise or suspend the debt ceiling limit.
It would be utterly catastrophic, something that has not ever happened in the history of America.
Speaking there on CNN's State of the Union, earlier this month, Congress waited until the 11th hour to approve a short-term measure to raise the country's debt ceiling and avoid a partial government shutdown, but that measure only lasts until early December. You're listening to NPR News. In Philadelphia, the contract for the city's transit system's largest union expires on October 31st, and today, workers voted to authorize a strike next month if they can't reach a deal on a new contract. Kenneth Burns from member station WHYY has more.
The Transport Workers Union, Local 234, called a voice vote during a Sunday morning meeting. Workers approved a motion to allow union leaders to call the strike if an agreement with SEPTA management isn't reached by October 31st. The union represents about 5,000 bus drivers, cashiers, mechanics, and other workers. A strike could halt service any time after this month. Some, including the Philadelphia School District, have begun to prepare for that possibility. The last time SEPTA workers formed a picket line was in 2016. It was resolved the day before the presidential election. For NPR News, I'm Kenneth Burns.
This magic moment, so different and so new.
Jay Black, the frontman for the 1960s rock band Jay and the Americans, who sang the soaring vocals to hits like This Magic Moment and Come a Little Bit Closer, has died. He was 82. Jay and the Americans' bandmate and vocalist Sandy Dean said Black, born David Blatt, died Friday from complications of pneumonia. Black joined Jay and the Americans in 1962, replacing the group's first singer, Jay Traynor. Asian markets are trading mixed at this hour. The Nikkei in Japan down about 1%. The Asia Dow is up just over 0.5%. I'm Janine Herbst, NPR News.